We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But either way, let's head out now on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's a damn good dog, and he knows all about this rivalry and the SEC championship game. Rennie Curran joining us again. Rennie, thanks for the time this morning. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, no problem at all. Let's start with what just happened this past week against Georgia Tech. Being able to knock them off, what does it mean as a dog to kind of shut up the guys from North Avenue?
It means everything. Coming into this game, you know that you have to run the state, and so in order to do that, you got to beat the in-hometown rival, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, and we were able to do that. We came out, I felt like we started kind of slow, but at the end of the day, we got the job done. Their offense can be pretty challenging to stop at times because of the different misdirections. But we did a great job just in all cylinders, special teams, offense. We really got things going and were able to be effective against them.
Rennie Curran, damn good dog, joining us. Rick and John here. We're live from the Hawks practice facility. It's brand new. It is shiny. It is spectacular. Emory Sports Medicine Center here, North Druid Hills and 85. And Rennie, you know, watching the game on Saturday, I don't even refer to it as a game anymore. That was a scrimmage. That was pathetic. Have you ever seen Georgia Tech less equipped and less sort of ready for battle against the Dogs?
Yeah, not at all. But at the same time, you got to give the Dogs the credit for just their preparation. I know Kirby, just like Coach Rick did, has done a great job just preparing guys way before they actually play them. And so when you have once you have guys assignment ready, and knowing what their job is on every single play, it's easy to stop that Georgia Tech offense and make them look really, really silly. And we were able to do that, make them one-dimensional, get them throwing the ball up, getting them behind, and making that clock work against them, which is tough for their offense because they thrive off misdirection, off big plays. So once you take that out, man, it's tough for them.
Rennie, we've always heard play your assignment against Georgia Tech, and from a fan perspective, it seems easy. All right, your assignment is take the dive back, and that's it, and you just go after Kevontae Benson the entire time. From a player's perspective, how tough is it to not want to freelance and maybe do some things you do against a more conventional offense?
Yeah, it's really, really tough, but at the end of the day, after watching the film going into this game, you know that they're always one play away from busting a big run, and so you have to be disciplined. And like I said before, we did a great job at Georgia when I was there, as well as what they do now is just preparing week to week. You know, every Monday we would take out 30 minutes and go over their offense. And so by the time you got to that Georgia Tech week, it's ingrained. It's second nature. Like, you already know exactly what your job is. And then you got guys like Raquan Smith flying around. So even if you do kind of freelance, you got guys like that to fly around and make up for it.
Snellville's own Rennie Curran joining us here at Damn Good Dog. Third-round pick back in 2010, 97th overall to the Tennessee Titans. Played with the Bucks as well for a minute. First-team All-American in 2009. First-team All-SEC in 2009. Definitely a big-time player. So, Rennie, I'm giving everybody the bio, you know, to pump you up because you deserve it, man. But also to lead
it
to this. Who was a better linebacker at UGA, you or Roquan Smith?
Y'all gonna put that on me, man. All I'm gonna say is just listen.
I ask the tough questions around here, Rennie.
Yeah. All I'm gonna say is go back and look at the stats. And at the same time, it's deceiving because this is such a great defense. You know, so for him to be able to do the things he's done on his defense, full of playmakers across the board, from the defensive line to, you know, the DBs, I mean, all across the board is a great defense. So to be able to make 100 tackles, I mean, just a great player, great leader. He reminds me a lot of myself. I tell people that all the time. Very humble kid. You know, I talk to him all the time and try to give him advice when I can. And, I mean, he's got such a bright future. So I can't really comment on that. But That was a tough one.
Wow, taking the high road here, John. How about that?
Nothing wrong with that at all. Rennie Curran, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Rennie, a couple of weeks ago down at Auburn, Georgia played their worst game of the year. They lose their only game of the year. What do you have to do differently against an offense in Auburn right now that is red hot?
man, we definitely have to start fast. I mean, offensively, defensively, special teams-wise, we have to go in there and execute. We have to be a machine against this team. And, you know, that's the thing that I did not see the first time we played them. We gave them a lot of plays. We pretty much gave them a lot of points and a lot of opportunities that they got early on. And once you give a team like that confidence and they smell blood, it's going to be hard to stop. And so we have to go in there and really establish some momentum early on in the game and play with swag, play like savages, you know, play good Georgia football early on, or else it's going to be a long day.
Why wasn't that the case at Auburn? Was it the home field advantage? You know what I'm saying? It's easy to say, and I agree with you that that's what needs to happen on Saturday. Why didn't that happen a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a mixture of things. I think you got a mixture of young guys who were going into a hostile environment for the first time, and then also you can't discredit the home field advantage. That always plays a major part. I feel like if we played in Athens, it may have been completely different. You know, you make a couple big plays, and things get going well, and it's like a train. You know, it's hard to stop that momentum. So I think it's definitely a mixture of things, and we have to really, really just go in there. And then also it has to be a little bit of luck on our side. When you talk about getting to those championship games and games where the talent is pretty much evenly distributed across the lines, I mean, you definitely have to have a little bit of luck, momentum, all those things going your way to ultimately pull out victory. So, yeah.
Randy, it's a little easier to make it into the playoffs now because there's four teams as opposed to two when you played in the old BCS era. Do you like the playoffs better? Do you think they should shorten the regular season maybe by one game to give these kids a little bit more rest throughout the fall?
Man, I definitely like the playoff system. I think it definitely gives you the opportunity to see the better matchups across the board. Do I wish they would shorten up the season? Yeah, I think it's important to protect these guys. You know, these are young kids. They need to protect their bodies at the end of the day. They still have, some of them, a long way to go. But at the same time, it gives you an opportunity as a player, if there's a three-way tie here or if you may have one early loss like we do, chance to kind of redeem yourself. So that's what I kind of like about the playoff system.
Hey, Randy, got to talk to you about your book. You recently wrote a children's book with your daughter, and I hear you're touring elementary schools. A, how fun was the project? And B, how fun is touring and, you know, reading the book to all the kiddies out there?
Oh, man, it was awesome. And I had, you know, no plans of writing a children's book at all. I know, you know, in the past I've spoken to a lot of businesses, churches, associations, but that one just kind of came as a vision, and I really started to believe that a lot of young kids, especially in elementary school age, just need to hear a positive message of confidence, leadership, positive behavior. And then to also be able to do it with my daughter made it even more special, just being able to show her the ability to lead and to have an influence at a young age and to know that she can create and doesn't just have to be a consumer. That's made it even more special. And just touring has been awesome, man. I've been all over the state, going anywhere from like Toccoa, Georgia to Manchester, I'm actually going to Snellville, back to Brookwood this Thursday. So it's been awesome. Kids are, you know, amazing. They always have something funny to say. So it's been a blessing, and I love being able to get to do what I do now, just leveraging the brand that I built at University of Georgia and now being able to provide impact in the community.
Randy, thanks for all you do in the community. Thanks for coming on with us again. Best of luck on Saturday to your dogs.
Yes, sir. Go Dogs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.